The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Hey, glad you're joining us. We have a very special guest in the studio with us this morning, so you want to stay tuned for this. And I am going to give you our 800 number so you can call in with your questions because Wendy Yates, board certified estate attorney, is here in the studio. Like to have her on every once in a while so she can give us the updates and let us know about wills, about trusts, about what to do with gifting, all of those different things, passing your property along to somebody now versus letting it go to them after you pass away. What are the pros and cons of some of these things? And also maybe a little bit of help from Wendy if we have time here to talk about when you have a spouse who doesn't want to do a will. What do you do? If you have Aunt Martha who's getting up there in age and is dragging her feet, all of these different things. And we get questions, excuse me, all the time about wills. And so we always defer to the proper authorities, like Wendy, but, you know, it happens all the time. So I know you've got questions. And so ahead of time, here is our 800 number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Craig Montana's running the studio for us. Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, is joining me. Yours truly, Tony Nafar, Certified Financial Planner.
Now, we're very fortunate this morning to have Wendy Yates here. You know, how often do you get to call an attorney and get some advice? And we're very fortunate that Wendy's willing to donate her time to come in here. And that's the purpose of the show, is to kind of help you get through life. And these are everyday issues that you have to face all the time. And this is a great time to give us a call at that 800 number and get those questions in this morning. And we're very, very fortunate to have Wendy, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wendy, so what if you had the top two things that people have asked you just in the last month or so at your practice, what would the top two subjects be?
Do I really need a will, and what's going to happen to my kids? Those seem to have come up a lot lately.
Okay.
And not just if I die, but if I become incapacitated.
That's the other part, right, that we have to think about.
Right.
So all of those things, I know people listening out there have been thinking about it, should think about it. Why haven't you thought about it? We'll go over some of those things, objections to doing these paperworks, and those kind of things. So Wendy Yates here in the studio. And by the way, if you've got to run and go somewhere, but you really need your question answered, we're going to be taking a station break here in just a minute or two. And it'll be an opportunity for you to call in, get that question asked, and actually you can talk to Wendy right here and right now while the commercials are playing. So if you want to keep it super secret, that's fine. This is your chance. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 7-9, the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. We'll be right back.
Such a cozy room, such a cozy. The windows are illuminated by
Did you know Krennics have been selling Zetter tractors since 1989? Zetter has kept its original name since being established in 1946. The Zetter Proxima and Forterra models range from 88 to 140 horsepower for all of your heavy-duty tractor needs. With a Zetter, you can lower your fuel costs and time, which will save you money. Head over to Krennics Tractor Repair in Brenham to test drive one today. Remember, farm better with a Zetter. Krennics Tractor Repair is located on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Visit their website at krennictractor.com.
Are you ready?
Brenham Ready Mix is. With two locations, one on Highway 290 East in Brenham and one on Highway 290 East in Prairie View. Brenham Ready Mix is ready to serve you from Somerville to Brenham to Houston. Are you ready? Brenham Ready Mix is, with an inventory of rebar, fill dirt, stabilizing sand, gravel, and more. Just call and they'll send the radio dispatch truck to you in a jiffy. Are you ready? Brenham Ready Mix is. They're state certified and can mix to your specifications. Call 979-830-1989 in Brenham or 979-826-2888 in Prairie View for Brenham Ready Mix. Ready when you are.
Enjoy April Fool's Day with free admission to the Bluebell Aquatic Center on Wednesday, April 1st. The City of Brenham's Bluebell Aquatic Center indoor pool is open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a birthday party? The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. For more information about the activities at the Aquatic Center, call the Recreation Line at 337-7250 or visit online at cityofbrenham.org. Bluebell Aquatic Center Pool, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
Signature Hearing and Balance, owned and operated by Dr. Tara Johnston, offers a full-service audiology clinic with hearing and balance evaluations for both pediatric and adult patients. Come in to find out about the next generation of hearing aids. Signature Hearing and Balance has two locations to serve you, 605 Medical Court in Brenham and at 462 East Guadalupe Street in LaGrange. Make an appointment by calling Signature Hearing and Balance at 979-250-1335. That's 979-250-1335.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
It's the celebration, a free public dance with the band High Definition on Saturday, March the 28th in downtown Brenham on Douglas Street between Main and Alamo Street. The Brenham Mayfest Association is sponsoring this free 7 to 11 p.m. event to say thank you to the community for 125 years of Mayfest fun. Go to www.mayfest.org for an alternate location in the event of bad weather. Hope to see you there.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group office, Central Texas, right here in Brenham, across from the courthouse on Main Street, and also another office in Houston about a mile and a half from the Galleria, just a little bit out of that traffic maniac stuff going on there. So we got you covered no matter what, and we try to have guests on the program from time to time to answer your questions. And this morning we're pleased to have Wendy Yates, board certified estate and probate attorney, and Jamie, we just had a call during the break with a question that's actually fairly common, I would think, too.
Absolutely. It's a really good question. You know, Wendy, you had mentioned the fact that people were concerned about their children, what's going to happen with their children. And a little sidelight for me is my oldest son recently had their first child, and it's amazing to me how much different his perspective is now because he has right. children. You know, they're always wondering about what's going to happen with their children. But we did have a real good call during the break, asking what's a legal question as far as planning goes, but also a tax question, and it had to do with gifting. Maybe you can address that question, Wendy.
Sure, and it is that time of year. Everyone needs to remember gift tax returns are separate from your income tax returns, and they are also due April 15th, so that deadline is approaching. And it causes people to think a lot about gifts, and I think people hear a lot about this. There is a limit on how much can be gifted to someone in a calendar year, and really that's not exactly true. What the rules say is that a person can give another person in the calendar year $14,000 worth of stuff, whether that be cash, stocks, bonds, land, doesn't matter, add it all up. And if in that 12-month period, if it's more than $14,000 that a parent may be giving a child, for example, in that year, then the parent has to file a gift tax return to report the gifts that were over the $14,000. Really, you report all of the gifts. And for every dollar that you are over the $14,000, your gift tax exemption, which is tied into your estate tax exemption, is reduced dollar for dollar. But everyone has, under current law, in 2015, a $5.43 million exemption amount. So could a parent, I had a parent decide to give a child $50,000 in cash all at once. Could they do that without any gift tax? Sure, because they still had a lot of their $5.43 million exemption
amazingly
left over. Yeah, so there's not really a limit on how much they can give. It's just that $14,000 is a trigger for the gift tax return and to reducing the exemption.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that if they go over that $14,000, somebody's going to pay tax
right
on that amount that year or something like that. It's not added to their tax return,
right,
et cetera.
So
now, that was the other part of the question.
Right.
The caller wanted to know if the parents gift money or cash or whatever it happens to be, whatever the property happens to be, do they have to include that on their income tax return?
The recipient.
The recipient.
Right. So the parent who gives the $50,000 to the child does not report the $50,000 as income, which is great. But I must also say I'm not a CPA, so check with your tax advisors always. But one consequence that I tend to run into a lot here is people gifting land, wanting to gift land while they're living, can certainly do that. And again, the same $14,000 rules apply. But it's important to remember the income tax basis rules that apply to all gifts, whether it's land or stock or anything. I had a family that decided they wanted to, or they came to me saying they had decided they wanted to gift land that had been gifted over generations. Their income tax basis in the property was literally $100 an acre.
Because it went all the way back?
Or four generations back, that's what they paid to buy the land. So that's their income tax basis. When you gift an asset, that basis gets carried forward. So now four generations later, if the land is gifted again, their basis is $100 per acre. So if you sell it for what is land going for around here these days?
Yeah.
Anywhere from, maybe $6,000 to $15,000 an acre or more. The difference between the sales price and that $100 an acre is capital gains that the child or whoever has the land now would have to pay if the land were sold. So, same is true with stocks.
And we get that question a lot about gifting of land. And, that is a big deal out here in Central Texas because of property ownership and farms and ranches and so forth. Well, what's the alternative? I mean, if the basis goes back that far, $100 an acre, is there an alternative to gifting?
Yeah. Gift upon death as opposed to gifting while you're alive. Under the current rules, when a person dies, the income tax basis in their assets gets changed to the fair market value as of date of death. So if, and that could be up or down. Typically it's up, but sometimes it's down. So, for example, if you have land that has $100 income tax basis, but it's worth $15,000, if you gift it upon your death to someone, that income tax basis is going to change to the $15,000 per acre. So it's a huge difference. So trying to decide whether to gift while you're living or to gift upon death You just have to review the entirety of the situation and figure out what the best overall result is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we never gift when we have very low basis assets. Sometimes there are other reasons to make that gift, but in general, we need to definitely
take
be aware.
And so the way, one of the ways to stop that cycle, if we had gone back four generations and had a basis of $100 an acre, if the current owners of the property waited until death to gift it, that cycle would have been stopped, and in the fair market value at the date of death would have been the new basis from that point forward.
That's exactly right. Which is, again, a good reason to do a will.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, should we do a will? Sometimes you want land to go to certain people and not other people. Either you have certain children that have an interest in it and others that are not. So the will is how you can make that happen.
Mm-hmm. So, again, if you don't have a will, we're going to talk to Wendy about some other reasons why you might want to have a will. And also, Wendy, I really wanted to ask what so many people ask me, which is, well, can't my husband and I just do a will? There's that belief among some people that a will is a document that both parties sign, the husband and the wife.
Not true anymore. It used to be very common back, 50 years plus, that husband and wives would do what was called joint wills. Those are very, very rare, and I think you would have a really hard time even finding an attorney willing to do those now. They had so much litigation and problems trying to deal with those if somebody remarried. So really, joint wills are not common practice at all anymore. So each spouse does their own will. Does your spouse have to know what you put in your will? Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've had that question before as well. But, you know, your stuff is your stuff. Your spouse's stuff is your spouse's stuff. Yes, there are places that you come together on owning things, such as a house, for instance. It's mostly what I see. But there can be other things.
And the other thing is, whose name is on an asset does not determine who owns it between a husband and a wife, or really anybody. There are community property rules for husbands and wives, so even if my car is in my name, but it was purchased during our marriage with money that my husband and I earned together during marriage, then it's a community property car. My husband, if he dies before me, his estate owns a one-half interest in the car that only has my name on it. And the same is true even for a house. So those community property rules apply across the board for married couples, absent any type of marital property agreement, of course, a premarital or postmarital agreement.
You know, I had an issue come up in the last couple of months, talking about the privacy rules, and let's use the will as the example, and we have two separate wills. What are the rules if one of the spouses who doesn't know what's in the other spouse's will calls you and says, I really want to know what's in my spouse's will? How do you handle that?
Well, it depends if I did work for both spouses at the beginning or not. Every estate planning attorney that I know of that represents husbands and wives together, at the very outset, we make it very clear that we do not keep secrets between the spouses. And if one spouse calls me to say, hey, did my spouse change their will, I would have to tell that spouse. But if I only represented husband or wife and not the other one, then if they called, I wouldn't even let them know they were my client.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. We don't give that information out unless, of course, we have authorization from our client.
Okay, so you've got HIPAA compliance rule types of things that you deal with as well.
Very similar in terms of confidentiality.
Okay.
I mean, that's good information to know because we get questions like that sometimes. And I want to get back to the original caller's question, too, just some clarification. We talked about the fact that the gifting limit is $14,000, but isn't it $14,000 per individual? So, for example, if this caller's parents wanted to gift to her and her husband, couldn't each parent give $14,000? So it would be
correct.
$28,000 to the to the daughter, and then another $28,000 to the husband. So a total of, I mean, that's quite a bit of money.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a per person, per donee.
And it doesn't have to be a relative, too, right?
No, anybody.
You can give to anybody.
That's right, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for certain gifts, like gifting to a 529 plan, mm-hmm. For gift tax purposes, when we talked about having to have that $14,000 limit for the gift tax purpose, you can preload still a 529 plan with up to 5 years' worth of gifts. So.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Of course, 529 plans being those college funding vehicles that we see grandparents sometimes doing, who have the assets available and loading up like that because it's a good estate planning tool also.
Yeah, because that pulls that money out of that $5 million, $5.4 million that they have that they can gift over their lifetime to whoever they want, right?
That's
exemption?
Right.
Okay. So, again, lots of different fine details out there. So we talk about some larger dollars, some smaller dollars. I got to say, if you own land anywhere around these parts, you now have a valuable asset. Yeah. So, you know, don't think that you're excluded from this conversation and tune it out. Everybody who has any stuff at all needs to think about all of these issues. And and I went and did a 401k plan enrollment at a big surgery center yesterday, and in the course of my conversations about 401ks and how those work and all that stuff, you know, I always get to the beneficiary statement, right? And then I explain that the 401k, who they have on the beneficiary document of their plan, is going to dictate who gets the 401k money if that participant should die. So they all look like, oh, it doesn't go in a will? No, it goes by this contract, which is that retirement plan. And Wendy, it's true for 401ks, also IRAs,
life insurance, even checking and savings accounts or CDs can have beneficiary designations put on them. They may be called something a little different, like a joint account with rights of survivorship, or a payable on death or transfer on death, POD or TOD designation. Those are all beneficiary designations that are going to happen outside of the will. Those forms trump the will.
Okay, so another tidbit of knowledge. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that in my particular case, because it's very fresh on my brain, not one of the people that signed up for the 401k plan and went to the meeting yesterday had a will, because I always ask that. Do you have a will? Just because this question always comes up, too, about beneficiaries and passing money along. So why would these people, most of whom were a little bit younger, but there was somebody in their mid-50s, with still minor children at home, you know, 12, 14, 15 years old, etc., why would these people not have a will? I'll tell you what a couple of them said to me was the reason. Maybe it's a reason that you have, too. And why would you need to think about having a will, even if you don't think you have much stuff? If you've got kids, you need to stay tuned. Right now, if you have a question, it's your opportunity to talk to Wendy one-on-one on the phone. Here is our 800 number for you to do that while the commercials are rolling. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. And we will see you on the other side of this break.
Blinn College is seeking exceptional part-time instructors to join our team in time for the fall semester. Blinn will host a faculty hiring fair from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, April 9th on both its Brenham and Bryan campus banquet rooms. There's a current demand for history, government, accounting, economics, and speech instructors, and most positions require only a master's degree with 18 graduate hours in the course discipline. for specific position requirements and to apply. Visit blinn.edu/job fair.
Mike Hopkins, your regional Budweiser distributor, hopes you'll join them in honoring the brave men and women of the armed forces for their unwavering courage, service, and sacrifice for the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Mike Hopkins Distributing salutes the troops for their commitment, prays for their safety, and sends heartfelt thanks to the military for their continued service. Mike Hopkins Distributing, your regional Budweiser distributor.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Are you tired of traveling out of town to buy a quality wig? Merle Norman Spa and Wigs invites you to come see their collection of Raquel Welch and Gabor wigs. These quality wigs look great, and Merle Norman offers a comfortable area where you'll enjoy privacy while trying on the various styles. And whatever the reason for purchasing a wig, they'll assist you in choosing the style and color that best suits you. When you leave, you'll know this is the one. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
It's Brenham Cubat Playoff Soccer Friday night on KWHI. Friday night, the Cubats play host to Houston Davis in Region 3 5A by district action. Kickoff is set for 5:30 at Cubs Stadium. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join Cecil Meekins and I for Cubat Playoff Soccer. 5:30 kickoff. 5:15 pregame on your voice for the Cubheads, KWHI and KWHI.com.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial. And by the way, if you're running around and can't get your question into us during the program, we've been busy every time we've had a station break here.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing because, of course, we have Wendy Yates, board-certified estate attorney, here in the studio with us. And, Wendy, thank you again for coming and joining us today.
Well, and thanks very much for having me back.
Yeah, we try to have Wendy every time we can break her loose from all that estate planning and
she's very gracious
stuff.
For donating her time and coming in and helping us out.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, she's there helping everybody who calls with a question. And I believe we have a caller on the line now. Let's go ahead and get that question in. Good morning. How can we help you with the Money Makeover Show?
Are y'all recording this session? I've got someone that really needs to listen to this.
We do have podcasts now. Okay. So they can go to KWHI's website and click on the podcast and actually replay this.
Yeah, probably a little bit later today or maybe tomorrow, but it'll be on before long.
Oh, well, I really appreciate it because I've got someone that really needs to listen.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
good.
Go ahead.
Glad to hear it.
That's wonderful. Now, what question do you have, sir?
Not a question. That was it. A question.
Oh, that was your question. Oh, okay. I thought there was a burning issue, we'd get to it already. You know, we had a good caller during the last break, and, you know, it's a common question. Someone who said, you know, I've got a retirement account. They didn't elaborate at the time, and we also have a family trust. Should this retirement account go into the family trust?
Right, and as you all know, retirement accounts are not going to be able to be retitled into the name of a trust. So just because you have a family trust, which I'm assuming they're talking about is a revocable management trust. I mean, there's so many different types of trust, and family trust doesn't really tell me the details I would really like to know, but I'm thinking they're talking about a revocable management trust. But in general, the one thing that that seems to be very common with my clients, and I think with you all too, is they think their will or their trust is going to control everything when they die. And understanding that that is absolutely not true is so critical to people putting together a coordinated plan to make sure your stuff is getting to the people you want to have it.
Yeah, because as we said before the break, Wendy, you know, if you have IRAs, if you have 401ks, 403bs, all those different numbers, if you have life insurance contracts, if you have those kinds of things, that is a contract that you write down the name of the beneficiary, the person or persons that will get that money if something, you know, when you pass away. So
right.
So it doesn't move by your will. It moves by who you wrote down as the beneficiaries.
Right. And again, remember that the same may also be true for your checking or savings accounts. I had a widow that I worked with a few weeks back, and I ask people, tell me all about your financial accounts. And on her checking account, she had three children, all grown, and she has one child that's here local on all of her accounts. Great, makes sense. Nothing in particular wrong about that. But I say to them, get me your signature card or account agreement for those accounts. And when we look at them, they all have a joint account with right of survivorship. That with right of survivorship is like a beneficiary designation. So upon this lady's death, that one child gets everything that is in those accounts. The other two children get zero. And that was not her intention necessarily, but that is the way the account was set up. And those designations will control upon her death unless she changes them, which is, of course, what we did.
Well, that was one of the questions I had, Wendy, is if when somebody comes in and does planning like this and then talks about doing a will, is it commonplace for the attorney that they're working with to go ahead and do a beneficiary review and how things are titled to make sure that everything is going as your client wishes?
Absolutely. And I know sometimes our clients may get frustrated with me because they wanted to be in and out in 15 minutes. This is what they want. But if they come meet with me, we have to have this conversation about really all of the assets. We look at the beneficiaries. We look at income tax basis issues. And then they leave going, oh, my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's where the rubber really meets the road on these issues. When I was at this 401k plan enrollment I did for the surgery center in the Houston area yesterday, I still had people who thought, well, you know, we don't have a lot of stuff, so it's not going to matter. But they had, you know, drilling down, I said, really, you don't have anything? I said, what kind of stuff do you have? Well, I got a bank account, and I got a retirement plan, I got a car, and I got this, and I got that, and I got a little piece of land my Aunt Martha left me. And all of a sudden, I said, really? Well, then you have stuff. And I said, do you know how all of it should be divided up? Where is it all going, and how all those things work together? Are you trained to know how these things may impact? And maybe there might be some reasons, even tax reasons, why you might want to do something one way versus another way. Oh. So, just as you were saying, Wendy, a lot of this is may seem simple on the surface, but you really have to look at all kinds of things.
Right. And another thing that we tend to look at also, again, is do you have beneficiaries that may have a disability, that if they inherit something, then they may lose their Medicaid benefits or SSI benefits or something like that. So we need to be mindful of that. And then also minors, as you've mentioned a couple times today, you all know if you have a minor listed as a beneficiary on an IRA or investment account or really anything, those companies typically will not pay the money to the minor.
They're not going to hand a child a check.
Right. Someone who's 12 years old is not going to get to open up an account.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, oh, well, can't their parent just do that for them? Not really under the law. So by doing proper planning, we can avoid those types of problems.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, there's more than one reason to go ahead and look at getting a will done. A lot of people say, well, you know, I need to have a trust done. Well, how do you know that? Maybe you really don't. Maybe that's an expense you don't need to have. It's not usually a huge expense unless it's some massive, complicated thing. But for most of us, you know, a lot of times just doing the right procedures with your will and doing the right things with it, a lot of times you don't need to have a lot of extra stuff. So again, you know, going, getting that opportunity, sitting down, having a consultation, and saying, okay, where are we on this? That's really the best way, I think, to start, Jamie.
Well, we get lots of questions again. You know, we're beating around the bush all morning about why you should have a will. We'll talk some more about mm-hmm. that. But, you know, maybe you could explain, Wendy, why, you know, probate in Texas is so much easier than, say, maybe Louisiana.
It definitely is. Or Colorado or
California.
Yeah, most other states. Yeah. Texas actually has one of the easiest probate systems if things are set up to run correctly. I often hear they say, well, I have to avoid probate at all costs. And my question is, why? And usually there's not a good reason. They're worried that it is going to cost a lot. What costs a lot is not the actual probate of the will or the probate procedures. What costs a lot are if people are fighting, if I have difficult-to-value assets, like a closely held business, that can slow things down. And if I have a lot of debt or creditors or tax problems. That is what makes a probate expensive in Texas. Going through the court is not our big expense. However, there are other reasons we may want to try to avoid probate in certain cases. But if you die without a will, that doesn't mean you're going to stay out of court, and it's usually more expensive to deal with having to go through the courts if you don't have a will, because there are more procedures we have to go through to deal with all of the heirs. So it's you're going to invest the money now or later.
Well, I mean, that's always the case, I think. And, you know, I was hoping that's where you were headed with that, and that the fact that if you go ahead and don't do anything because you think it's going to cost too much, well, you're not going to be around probably, but the people that you're concerned about are going to be spending a lot more money trying to straighten out the mess that you left because you didn't do the planning ahead of time.
That's exactly right. And if you don't have a will, your assets may not pass to the people you really want to get them. And the same is true with the beneficiary designations. If your beneficiary designations don't name the right people, then again, unknown nephews and nieces or cousins,
moms
may end up getting a property that you never intended for them to have. If you are married and husband dies, for example, does the wife get everything? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. If a beneficiary designation still listed a parent from before they got married, because they never updated that form, the parent may very well get the money.
We've seen that happen.
And if the husband that died had children from a prior relationship, the wife certainly does not get everything.
Yeah, boy, and that's always really an unpleasant conversation to have.
Including the house.
Yep.
Right. So
yeah, because if it's a joint tenants kind of thing, does that mean that the wife gets the house when the husband dies? If it's
it does not.
Yeah, see?
It does not.
Because all of a sudden, the husband's people, whether it's his kids from a prior marriage or whatever it may be, they get half of the value of that house.
Well,
right?
not quite, but they certainly have
it. But
they certainly have an interest.
Yes, they have an interest, and the wife does not get the whole thing free and clear. It's not quite half, but
right.
But you know, there is a difference between that too. And another question I was asked, which was from a lady whose husband is now ill, and his expectancy the rest of his life is not probably more than a few months, unfortunately. And she said, I understand, and I think they even have their house, I think it's joint tenants with right of survivorship, so it's not even like a standard kind of a joint tenancy. But she said, you know, she and apparently another relative of his who's also having problems, and his soon-to-be widow was concerned because on her, she really didn't have an interest in that house. So here she is. They've lived in the house for 30 years. He's got that house going to his kids from a prior marriage or whatever it is. Can she stay in that house?
A lot of it may depend on a number of circumstances, but in Texas, we have a probate right of occupancy for the surviving spouse. It doesn't give them an ownership interest in the house, but they may have a right to remain in the home under most circumstances, but it's always a question of how that's going to play out when the underlying owner is somebody else's children.
Yeah. So, again, issues that do come up. You've got somebody who either is a joint tenancy owner, husband and wife, or in this other lady's case, she was not an owner at all, even though the couple's been married for 50 years. But the husband bought that house and built it and everything, you know, with inheritance for him. Wow. You know, all these different things. That's why Wendy Yates does what she does, because she loves these kinds of conundrums. So if you've got all kinds of questions, I know you're out there going, well, wait a minute, what about this and what about that? Now is your time to call Wendy Yates, board-certified estate and probate attorney, right here with us on the Money Makeover Show this morning. Here is our number. We're going to be playing some commercials for those of you who are shy. Here is your chance to talk to Wendy one-on-one. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Give us a call now. The Money Makeover Show will be right back.
This is National Agriculture Week, and the Schwartz family at Cattleman's Supply on Highway 105 takes this opportunity to salute the area's farmers and ranchers. Cattleman's Supply is your headquarters for seed, fertilizer, weed killer, and name brand feeds. Whether you want bulk or liquid fertilizer with weed killer combination, Cattleman's Supply can equip you to get the job done in a simple once-over application. Cattlemen and farmers in the Washington County area rely on Cattleman's Supply, Highway 105 in Brenham.
Why is everyone headed out Highway 36?
It's to get to K&M Grocery, where they can fill up with gas, get groceries and snack items, have a cold drink with good friends after work, and maybe even shoot a game of pool or two. Everyone at K&M Grocery at the intersection of Highway 36 and FM 109 in Brenham takes this opportunity to salute the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and encourages you to show your support, too. Display your flag proudly, send a letter or care package, and remember them daily in your prayers. K&M Grocery, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Now that the appliance you bought is out of warranty, do you expect it to break down? If it does, call Don's Appliance Service. When you have a problem with any of your home appliances, call me at 836-0031. My promise to you that I will schedule your service promptly and be there on time, that you're not waiting in vain. I have over 40 years experience and repair most brands of washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, ranges, dishwashers, and even water softeners and water heaters. So for quality work and prompt repairs, call Don's Appliance Service.
Your friends and neighbors at Abiding Word Lutheran Church invite you to come celebrate the resurrection of our Lord this Easter morning. Our interim location is 1100 Neighbor Street across from Brenham Junior High in the Calvary Baptist Building. We meet for coffee and breakfast treats at 8:30. Our worship service is at 9, with Bible classes for all ages beginning at 10:30. You will always find a warm welcoming at Abiding Word. Abiding Word, confessional Lutherans acknowledging the authority of Scripture.
If you don't know how good beef is for you, and even if you think you do, tune in for the 4-H Beef Salutes right here on KWHI. Now through Friday, members of the Washington County 4-H Clubs are presenting programs about beef and agriculture. The Beef 4-H Salute programs are sponsored by Brenham LP Gas, Cattleman's Brenham Livestock Auction, Brenham Veterinary Hospital, and Washington County Tractor. Be sure to tune in every day this week during the noon hour and the 5 o'clock hour for the 4-H Beef Salutes on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Okay, loaded with questions this morning. We seem to be, as Craig Montana said, well, we're hitting a nerve here. And if we have, that's a great thing, because the reason why we have this program is to help you understand things a little bit better, maybe start thinking about things, and then taking some action. Education and action are our big goals.
Well, we've talked many times about sometimes you hesitate to do anything because you don't know what to ask. Yeah. And what you ask is really, really important. And so if this does strike a nerve and get you thinking, well, you know, I need to start asking some questions about some different things, then we kind of accomplished what we wanted to try and do.
And, of course, we always cherish the time we have with Wendy Yates, board-certified estate and probate attorney. And by the way, Wendy, give your phone number a couple of times. And then, folks, if you don't get her phone number right now, call our office. Most of you have that number. But call our office, and we will make sure that you get in touch with her. Wendy, how can they reach you?
Sure. It's 979-836-5664. That's 979-836-5664. Okay. And our office is located here right next to yours,
yes,
a block away in downtown Brenham on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, this show is just kind of the guidepost. Maybe get your thoughts going the right way. And always, always seek proper counsel, no matter what your issue may be, including certainly something so important. We have another caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take that call. Good morning. You're on with Wendy Yates and Tony Navarro. Oh, okay. We lost the call. By the way, if you want to speak with us about anything, Wendy again gave you her number. If you don't remember that, you know ours. I'll give ours again. It's 979-836-2903. That's our office number here. 979-836-2903. So if you're running around, don't have time, and pencils and paper, we give that out quite a bit, and most of you can find us there as well. Wendy, we had a another call during the break, and it was a little complex. And, you know, our lives are more complex now. We have marriages and divorces and other types of partner relationships, and we have kids with this person and that person and all these different things. There's a lot that goes on now in our lives. And this caller's particular question is something that I think you'd probably have to sit down and kind of go over.
Right, and it had to do with, I think, maybe whether or not somebody's really married right now and what happens to property you own before you were married. Once you get married, does your spouse somehow get an interest in that? And the community and separate property rules in Texas can be really complex, and it usually does take sitting down and going through particular details to try to get the definite answers. We talked a little bit also about incapacity. We've talked a lot about planning for death, but planning for incapacity is another huge piece of the puzzle. If I've got a widow with no spouse, no children, who is going to be that person's decision maker if something happens to her? She becomes ill, isn't able to make her own decisions, who are those decision makers going to be?
And is that something you take care of when you're doing the will process sometimes too, or can you do it separately either way?
Either way. Either way.
Okay. I think we have another caller on the line. Maybe we got the person back on the line with us. Good morning. This is the Money Makeover Show. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question concerning property where there has been no will, and it's concerning paying of the tax. Who would be responsible of, now let me see how can I word this. Do everyone have to pay the same amount of tax on, say, for instance, if it's 10 acres of land and there's five people, can one person pay that tax since it's undivided?
Well, certainly if you've got five owners, however those owners agree to handle it, they can do that. If one person is just doing it because the others won't, that's fine too. The one who is paying may have some legal rights to go back and claim to get reimbursed from the others, but it doesn't. Paying the taxes is not going to make the ownership of those other four people go away. They are still going to be owners, even if they're not paying their share of the tax.
That I understand. Now, can the tax office charge tax to each individual for the same property?
I believe if you talk with our tax office here, they will work with you on setting up separate accounts.
Well, just if you want to leave it in one account, can you do that, or will you have to do it in separate accounts?
I would say talk with Willie Dilworth and those great folks over at the tax office and let them figure that out.
Yeah, get over there to the nice folks over there at the tax office over there on Niebuhr Street. They're really helpful, and I know that they've answered questions for me as well. And I really recommend, as Wendy does, that you go right to the source on that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling. Wow, we're just about out of time. Woo! That time really went like crazy.
It does.
And it always does when Wendy's here. Wendy Yates, board-certified estate and probate attorney. Couple of closing comments for folks, maybe, Wendy. Just get them encouraged.
Right. Well, I always encourage my clients every tax time, and we're in tax time right now, to pull everything out. Pull out your wills, powers of attorney, beneficiary designations. Take a look at everything. Is it working for you? Is it doing what you want? And if you're not sure, time to probably call somebody up and sit down and take a look at it.
There you go. Of course, again, if Wendy... Right to her in Brenham, and it's Wendy Yates, board-certified estate and probate attorney. Her number directly is 979-836-5664, 836-5664. Can't remember that? Remember ours. Either way, we'll get you over there, and that is 979-836-2964. 03. All right, we're out of time for this round of the Money Makeover Show. We'll see you again on Monday. Take care.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.